on a beautiful day for baseball, as I always say, joined by the first baseman of the San Francisco Giants. That is Brandon Bell. First of all, beautiful day. Doesn't it feel good to be out in a day of baseball?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially for me. I was inside for about 4 weeks, so anytime I can get out here and do something, it's always beautiful.
All right, so how you doing now? Everyone wants to know how close you are, what's the next step along the way. I just watched you today take a number of ground balls with the glove, not with the hand, and also some conditioning as well, just going side to side.
Yeah, you know, everything feels good. My thumb feels great. You know, it lacks a little bit of flexibility and grip strength, so that's what I'm working on right now. As soon as we get that fixed, then I'll be out there hitting and throwing all kinds of stuff. You know, I'd probably give myself a couple weeks before rehab games.
You know, it's funny, and you said when you had the operation, you hadn't had anything like this before, and you weren't thrilled about going through it. Believe me, I relate to that quite well. What was it like for you?
I wasn't bad at all. I mean, I was a little nervous going in there and having this procedure done, but it was very easy, and they gave me a little bit of medicine to help calm me down, so I was okay.
All right, getting hit. When you did get hit, I know you stayed in the game a little bit. Did you know it right there? I remember you said your thumb kind of locked up on you.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't good because I couldn't move it. And, you know, I've broken bones in my hand before from baseball. So I kind of know that feeling when it happens, and you know that it's not going to be good. But, you know, I was hoping maybe I can run around a little bit and pain would die down. But, you know, I really didn't know how bad it was until I got in there and saw the x-ray.
Well, you look at something like that, I always say, could you avoid things like that? Is there a way to pick up the ball earlier? Is there anything you can say?
You know, in that particular case, no, not really. I mean, I saw the ball. I just never thought it was going to hit me in the hand. I turned my body, and it went around my body and hit me right in the thumb. I mean, it was almost like it was just destined to be because, you know, that's the only place I could have got hit, really, that would have hurt that bad. You know, and once again, you know, if I'd have known, if I'd have thought there was any chance the ball was going to hit me, I'd have got my hands out of the way. But I just didn't think it was going to keep on tailing in like it did.
Do you get hit a lot in baseball? Just curious, over the course of your career?
No, not really, not at all. I'm always able to get out of the way of the ball. You know, I'll get hit if I need to, but for the most part, I hardly ever get hit.
All right, so how do you like your replacements at first base so far? I imagine you're watching this. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, Morse has done a pretty good job over there. I mean, he's an athlete, so I think anytime you go from the outfield to the infield, there's going to be a little bit of an adjustment period just because it's totally different movements and totally different arm angle most of the time. So, you know, I think you had that adjustment period, but once again, he's an athlete, so he's done a great job over there.
Yeah, he made the 3-6-1 the other day, which I must tell you, and you know that, not a simple play, especially for a right-hander.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I got it easier there. I'm left-handed. I got an easy throw to second base, and I can maneuver in, you know, any which way I need to get the ball over there. Sometimes it's not that easy for right-handers. So, you know, I'm lucky I'm a lefty, but it makes it looks a lot harder whenever a righty does it, and you got to compliment him on that.
Yeah, no, you throw into the runner. It's always trouble. Brandon Bell with us on the rehab, and I'll say that. You're coming back soon, we hope, working out today at the AT&T Park. Father's Day. It's Father's Day weekend. Always a lot of fun around a baseball park. Tell me a little bit about your Father's Day story. You got a baby coming, but what about you growing up with your dad?
You know, my dad was always the guy that, you know, got me into sports in the first place, and he was the one that kind of, you know, just taught me the fundamentals of everything, and he's the one that kept me disciplined. I mean, it was, you know, it was do it right the first time or don't do it at all, and, you know, that mentality I feel like helped me get to this point because it kind of brought out that perfectionist in me, and, you know, I like to do things right, and I think that's what helped me get up here, and, you know, I owe him a lot for being where I am right now.
Yeah, how about all those days in the backyard pitching and, with, you know, all the things that we don't even think about?
Yeah, I made him mad plenty of times. I used to pitch when I was younger, too, and I wasn't the most accurate thing when I'm 12, 13, 14 years old. So lost a lot of balls in the woods, hit my dad in the ankle with a lot of balls, even hit him in the chest a couple times. So, you know, he got angry with me, but it was all for the best, I guess.
Well, it worked out all right. Looking at your dad and, of course, the way we talk about these things, and does he still call you? I remember we talked to some major leaguers. The dad calls all the time.
Yeah, I talk to my parents quite a bit. Yeah, I'm pretty bad about picking up the phone and making calls anyway. But, yeah, I always talk to my dad. And if something's going, and my mom, I guess, but if something's going wrong, you know, I can, even though he was never a big baseball person, he was always a football coach. Yeah. He knows me pretty well, so. You know, he can always calm me down when he needs to and, you know, help me make the adjustments I need to make.
That's fun. All right, Brandon Belt, our guest. You got a baby coming. This is your Father's Day this weekend. But, boy, in September, get ready, pal.
Yeah, the real Father's Day for me is in September. So, well, you know, I'm very excited. Can't wait for him to come. And, you know, I'm a little bit nervous because I'm not sure what to expect, but I guess I'll figure it out when he gets here. And, you know, like I said, we're just extremely excited right now. And it's like I don't want to wait for it. I still have 2.5, 3 months left, so I'm ready for it to be here.
Yeah, enjoy sleeping now. That's the best advice I could give you.
No, I definitely enjoy sleeping. It's going to be a World Series baby, though. I'm going to throw that out there.
That's right. You do enjoy sleeping. You're not a day game guy. You're a nighttime guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's it depends. I mean, spring training, I'm a big day game guy because they're all day games. So, yeah, once you have this weird schedule, you have night games and day games after night games, it kind of messes your body up a little bit. But, yeah, I do enjoy my sleep.
Yeah, you do. All right, so you're going to be the dad that throws the kid the ball as soon as he can grip it?
Probably, yeah. I mean, I was that way when I was younger, so I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're itching to get back, I would imagine. How is this going for you, just watching and hanging around? How is it?
You know, I'd rather be playing than hanging around and watching all the time. But, yeah, it definitely makes you anxious. It gives you time to kind of sit back and evaluate yourself and learn a little bit from the game and, you know, make the adjustments you want to make. But at the same time, just kind of itching to get back out there and start playing again, especially with the guys now. They look like they're having so much fun out there playing baseball. So something you definitely want to be a part of.
You know, it's funny, Brandon with us, and we'll wrap it up with this. A lot of times when players in a slump, you know, say, well, sit down for a couple of days, just watch the game. Now you're watching the game. What do you see?
You know, I don't know if there's anything in particular, but there's a lot of situations where you look up there, maybe, you know, if a pitcher's struggling and you kind of think of what you would do in that situation, and then you look at and you step back and you kind of look at the situation and maybe see the correct way it needs to happen. You know, and it kind of makes you reevaluate yourself a little bit. I think you know, I think one of the things was when I come back, you know, if a pitcher's struggling and in trouble, I don't want to give him an out on the first pitch of the bat sometimes. You know, maybe if I'm feeling good and I'm seeing the ball real well and I'm hitting real well, yeah, I might do it, but other times I might not. So it's just stuff like that, little small things, but I think they accumulate and they add up.
Are you helping Bochy manage at all?
Yeah, I've been over there. I've been managing a little bit, giving him some few tips. He comes to me when he needs advice. So we got a good team going right there.
All right, Brandon, thanks so much. Good to have you on the show.
All right, thank you.
More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.